Hello.
Hi, good morning, Master. This is Dempsey.
Yes, this is her.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First. How are you?
Yes, good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I just reset it and click forgot password. Can you check your email with Dempsey Andrea
Yes.
13 to see what
Almost at
came through there?
Gmail. Yeah. Because I tried to do it earlier, but I was looking for that thing that I had. Yeah, I think I got it right here.
So
Change
that
password.
temporary password, blow that message up and see if you can see that temporary password. Copy that password and go back to HHA to sign in.
Hold on 1 second. Should we set your password and open exchange? All right,
You might
type
have to blow that
password.
message up because it's going to be a password with two quotation marks on both sides.
All right, copy. And then where do I go? Back to
So
where?
go back to HHA, where you will log in, and just make sure
Okay.
that your email is in that field and click on the password box until you see the
Yeah,
word
that
cut, copy, paste come up and just paste that password there.
is as plain text, right? Am I just pasting it or paste
Pasting
as
it.
plain text? Okay. All right, I'm logged in.
And then click the
Okay, yes,
to
now
log
we're
in.
okay.
So
Oh, it
question.
says new password.
Yeah, you got to create a new password. Yes.
Okay, so I'll do.
Make sure the first letter is capitalized.
Yeah, I did that. I'm just gonna pick one that I can remember.
Makes it so much simple and
Yeah.
easy.
Yeah. 'Cause the last password, I put that in, but it was coming up, and then she goes, "No," she said, "Don't put it again because I don't want it to lock it. New password registered successfully." Okay.
Now you should be able to refresh and then put that new password that you pick, and then you should be able to log in.
All right, let's try this. Log in. Is it valid email? Please enter a valid email. And I just did the same thing. Hold on. Capital N. Okay. Icon ready to update your profile and become linked to your agency. Okay,
Yeah. So I just need you to click on the three dots on the upper right-hand corner, 'cause that's where I need
okay.
your mobile ID number so I can link you to our
Okay.
agency.
Okay, so it is 9E as in Eddie.
Oh no, not that
Nine.
one. Nope.
Oh.
Is do you see a
Okay.
mobile ID number, not the mobile device ID? It's a
Oh,
seven-digit
mobile
number.
ID. Oh, hold on. No, it says unavailable.
Click on that box.
On what box? The
The top
update
box with
file?
the top box
Mobile ID.
where it say mobile ID device. Click on that box.
Mobile ID. All right, so this one, this goes to like create profile.
Do me a favor, give me your password.
A, capital A, N, G, I,
Wait, you
E.
said GIE?
G as in, yeah,
Oh.
G, I, and G.
Okay.
And then 0621.
Okay. On this thing. Let me see if I put your information in, will it allow me? First name, Andrea. Dempsey. Female. Birthday, 0714. Let's see what happens if 1982. What phone number did you use for your profile? Because you have two on here. Which number should I put in?
The phone number was the 357 number, 1512.
Got you. Okay. 26.
Yeah.
357-1512. Okay, I got your mobile ID number. 1 second.
Okay.
537-4649.
So I'll get you.
So do me a favor, refresh that page, and then go ahead and try to log in to HHA.
Okay. It says your status is not active. Please contact your agent.
Refresh that because I just activated it.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let's try it again. Login. No, it comes up the same thing. It says your status is not active. Please contact your agency.
Let me say, hold 1 second. Let me see your profile.
And it says that, like, even when I push OK underneath login, it's in bright red letters. It says the same thing. Please contact your agency.
And activate. That is correct. So let me just try to log into your account again. What was them digits after your password? Angie?
Yeah, it's capital ANGIE 0621.
I was able to get into your account.
By you were?
Another device, yes.
Okay, so can I put the password back in maybe?
Yeah, try it again because I'm actually in your app right now.
All right, capital ANGIE 0621. Oh, now I am. It says contact internet, syncing data. It's just kind of loading right now, but summer coming up where it says today's schedule.
Right.
On the, you know, visits. And
so have you ever used this app before?
No, there was one time that I was supposed to use it on Patriot, but I downloaded it and there was a problem with it, but that was when I was there with them.
All right.
And then after that, I switched.
Okay, so let's go over some of the things on how to use the app. So today's schedule is going to be your schedule for today. This is where you clock in and out on, okay? If for some reason you do not see a visit on today's schedule, you would click on unscheduled visits to create a visit so you'll be able to clock in and out, and we can grab that visit and put it in place. So therefore, we can grab your clock in and out.
Okay.
The one underneath it, visits, this is for your confirmation for you to keep track that you're clocking in and out successfully through the whole week. So if the coordinator call you or text you and say, hey, you forgot to clock in or hey, you forgot to clock out, this is where you will go for your verification and make sure that your clock ins and out are registering successfully. When you go to clock in and you click on your dad's information, it's going to give you the option to clock in, and it's going to give you the option to clock out. When you clock in, you must select GPS location, okay? Because it's not going to register if it does not pick up a location.
Right.
Clocking out, there's going to be a bunch of duties. A lot of them is not going to pertain to you only because HHA used for non-skilled and skilled agencies, okay? So
right.
Just make
mm-hmm.
sure you just click off everything that you do for him per day. And the ones that you don't, just click off no, they wasn't performed. And then it will confirm a registered clock out when you click C to confirm it, okay?
Okay, and on here, just one question. On here it says clock out 7 p.m., but I know that you have it later than 7 p.m. during the week.
So, nope, it's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday is 9 to 7. Wednesday and Saturday is 9 until 10. And then Sundays is 9 to 2.
Right, right. That's what it was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So whatever you see is on the schedule is what me and you put together.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So listen, I want to go over some things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just put a note in Dad's file that the only dates that I will honor is 1/12 through 1/18 and 1/19
mm-hmm.
to 1/23. And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to honor them dates up until the 23rd. It's because
mm-hmm.
my last conversation I had with you, you was at the laundromat and you promised me that you was going to give me a call back. And you did not give me a call back.
No, I didn't. I left a message that day. That's what I told the lady. I literally, like, as soon as I got done.
I didn't get a message from you. If it was after 4, remember I told you I'm only available until 4. If it was after 4, I don't get anything once the office closed.
Yeah, and then it was literally probably 2. I waited the next day. I was trying to find that folder.
That was Saturday. We're not here on the weekends.
No, I didn't call on the weekend, though. I waited till like Monday. I've been calling the past couple of days. I left a couple messages since I talked to you, but really that day, the same day that I talked to you, I called back and I was talking to my dad. I'm like, look, I
was
said
it after
I talked
four
for,
because I didn't get any missed calls from you.
I was at the laundromat for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I didn't get any missed calls from you or text messages.
Yeah, I did, but I did reach out and I did leave a couple messages since then, and I text. There was another 551 number.
That's Valeria.
So I did reach out and I sent a text message, like I could look at the, you know, the day or whatever, but I reached out and I even sent a message and I said I was trying to get in contact, but I just told the lady, I said, I know with the weekend and the snow, maybe, you know, she was busy, I said, but I did reach out and try to leave a couple messages.
Yeah, and then I didn't get a text from you. The last text, I texted you twice on the 20th.
This one is... It's a 5517. Hold on, no, not that one. There's a 55155. Hold on. I think it's on this one. On my, yeah, my number. Hold on. It is. Oh, right here. Yep. Hold on. It says right. Okay, so this is a 5517. 436. I texted. That was 11:24 a.m. That was Tuesday.
That's Valeria. That's the one that the case is in the admissions department.
Okay. So
I
did try
text
to,
because remember you were supposed to call me back. I was expecting a text message or something, you know, from you, you know, after the day that we
but
talked,
I texted this
you
number.
Call me back.
Yeah, I have to. Because I have two different numbers, though, and this I don't have neither one. I had this one stored just under work. That's what you called from. But this one I have a 267551-7436.
Yeah.
So that's the number, you know, that I was trying to contact.
Yeah. So once you start clocking in and out, we will honor
mm-hmm.
the other days that we can bill. We just need to start seeing some clock-ins and out from you.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, everything's set up, so it shouldn't be a problem now.
Yeah. Okay, so I did tell Valeria to put them timesheets in for those dates.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No
mm-hmm.
problem. You take care.
All right, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.